Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. We've got four locations to help you out when your computer doesn't want to do what it's supposed to do, when it's trying to do more than it should be doing, or when it just doesn't consistently do much of anything. We can help you with all those situations at any of our four locations. The original Schrock Innovations, just south of 14th and Pine Lake Road over there in Lincoln. Then in Omaha, 168th and Burke Street, just across the street from the Village Point Shopping Center, where the rent used to be slightly cheaper. Then, malls these days, who knows what the rent is anymore. A lot of empty, Village Point, though, seriously, like if you go walk through Shadow Lake over in Papillion, and then go walk through Village Point. And it's a tale of two stories. My daughter, she's special needs, right? So she walks past, they started wrapping the empty, vacant shops at Shadow Lake with, like, fake stores on the windows. And she walks past this bakery. And it's like, there looks like delicious cupcakes and cookies in there. And she wants to go in the bakery to get a cookie. And we're like, it's not real. You can't go in the bakery and get a cookie. You don't see that at Village Point. So it's amazing stuff there. Then in Papillion, 84th and Highway 370 in the Midlands Place Shopping Center. And of course, West Des Moines, Iowa, 9500 University Avenue. Welcome aboard to everybody listening across all the radio stations as well as online at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the show this morning. If you're outside of the metro area, you can reach us at 888-250-2091, east of the Rockies. 888. Yeah, old hands will know what that means. The time traveler hotline is open. All right, so sorry. I don't know. Maybe I didn't sleep good last night. I don't know. Last week on the program, guys, we finished up the Sophos sale, so that is wrapped and done. We've never done a sale on antivirus before. It's super exciting. Like, wow, let's get safe and secure, baby. I love it. We had hundreds of installations from that sale. It was ridiculous. And it goes to show you, I think part of this is right now in the economy that we're in, you just don't, have you noticed there's not as many coupons anymore? There's not as many deals. There's not as many bargains. Saw a headline the other day in a store that said there are no more bargains. The era of the bargain is over. I'm like, well, that's like saying the era of the PC is dead. I've heard that one before. But, there are still bargains out there to be had if you look for them. And the Sophos deal was, half off of antivirus for your computer. You saved $80 with that deal. I mean, it was amazing. So we had hundreds of people take advantage of that. It was great. Now, of course, we only try to run one special a month because if you get too many specials going, then, you're like one of those clothing stores. You're like Old Navy, where you're like, sweatpants are on sale. Or have you ever called a store and like they make them read the script of what's on sale? Thank you for calling Casual Male Big and Tall, though, where our pants are half off and our shirts are extra long and, and we're open on Sundays. Yeah, it's ridiculous, right? So, we have one special so that we can keep on message and we can stay focused. And right now, guys, that special for the month of March, the maintenance checkup sale is back. All right. You heard it here second, guys. You heard it here second. Because if you were following us at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, you heard it there first. And you were able to get your computer in before anyone on the radio heard about it and get onto the bench. Now, for those of you, we have a lot of new people on the program. Every week we're bringing in new people. Thank you for recommending us to your friends and family and for sharing the show on Facebook. For those of you who are watching online, it means the world to us, helps us really spread the word. But people don't realize that computers are not fire and forget pieces of equipment. A lot of people, why don't appliances last? You've heard a lot of people banging on dishwashers lately. Not literally, but, talking about how dishwashers don't get anything clean anymore. And, the toilet, when you flush it, it doesn't, you have to flush it twice because of the water usage. And, the washing machines, they don't get clothes as clean as they used to. And all these different things that are being talked about with appliances. And people wonder, why don't they last as long as they used to? They're all computerized now and nobody understands that, grandma's freezer with the ozone destroying Freon in it or whatever that stuff was that just kept everything so deliciously cold. My grandmother has been dead for what, 2 decades? And she probably still has stuff in her freezer, in her house, that she put in the freezer in her house. I'm just saying, Those freezers are amazing, right? So appliances don't last like they used to. And one of the things that you can do to extend the lifespan of these new computerized appliances that we have is to have them maintained. Same thing with your furnace. You know, your furnace has a motherboard in it now. Yeah, your furnace actually has a logic board that will blink error light codes at you when your furnace doesn't work right. Same thing with your air conditioner. Same thing with your car. I mean, the Mustang that I got is more iPad than V8 engine. I mean, it's literally, it's a computer strapped to a V8 engine. Kind of like, you know, your phone is a computer strapped to a phone. It's everything is computerized now, and it all requires maintenance. Your computer, whether it's a laptop or a desktop or a Mac or a Linux server or whatever the case might be, requires maintenance to ensure that it's working properly all the time. Now, we had a situation. I had a customer that sent me an email the other day, and they were a little perturbed because they had their computer in for maintenance in January, and in late February, they had a failure when they were traveling. They got it maintenance before they left to make sure everything was okay, and then something broke in mid-February while they were traveling. You know, maintenance isn't a guarantee that nothing is going to break, right? But maintenance will tell you that something is in the process of breaking right now and it's going to be a problem later. Have you ever had your furnace inspected and they come back and they tell you your heat exchanger is cracked? And you're like, my what? My flywheel is discombobulated? I don't understand. You know, what is a heat exchanger? I don't want to exchange the heat. I want to make it. I want to heat the house. Well, no, the heat exchanger, basically, it's just the inside of the furnace. It gets a crack in it and it lets carbon monoxide into your air. You know, not ideal. Suboptimal, as they might say in the healthcare industry. Your computer could have a hard drive in it that's failing right now and you wouldn't even know it. Could have a power supply that's overvolting the motherboard, giving it too much power or too little power or inconsistent power, causing strain and stress on those parts. And, you know, each of these things don't cause instantaneous failures, but they do rack up over time. And when you get hit with the failure, it feels like it hits you all of a sudden, doesn't it? Like, man, everything was fine yesterday, and now I'm on the hook for a $1,200 heat exchanger. You know, I was fine yesterday. Well, the heat exchanger was just as cracked yesterday. You just didn't know it. So when you come in for a maintenance checkup at Schrock, what we're doing is 8 hours of work on your computer. Some of it's automated. Some of it is actual physical hands-on work. Not only are we physically cleaning the computer, getting all the dust and the gunk out of the fans and making sure that everything is flowing and working, it's getting the air that it needs, that your memory is not going bad, that your hard drive is performing the way it's supposed to. Not only performing accurately, but performing at the speed it was designed to perform. We'll get into that in a minute. Down to your updates and your security software and making sure that everything is secure and there's no little hitchhikers tagging along with your computer, especially if you didn't get in on that Sophos sale. So there are two ways you can participate in the maintenance checkup sale. Normally, this 8 hours of work is $100. And I remember when we used to be the most expensive place in town to have your computer fixed. Do you know that a maintenance checkup at one of the big box stores now costs like $150? And they do less than we do. It's amazing. So it's normally only $100, which is kind of a bargain in itself. But during the special, we knocked the price down to $59.99. So it's a 40% savings. You save 40% off the regular price by taking advantage of this special now. Now, I know it's completely convenient. You know, here you are getting ready to do something on your weekend and you're saying, you know what? I'm going to scrap what I was going to do. It's going to be beautiful. I was going to play golf. No, I'm not going to do that. I am going to get my computer and take it to Schrock Innovations so we can get a maintenance checkup sale and beat the rush because hundreds of people show up at the service centers in the first week for this sale. It's kind of weird. It's like an Oreo cookie. We get hundreds of people in the first week and then it kind of slows down in the middle. And then at the end, right before the deadline, everybody tries to squeeze right in and get hundreds again at the end. So if you don't want to play the rat race game, if you don't want to rush around, if you don't have time to do it right now, that's okay. We also have certificates on our website available at schrockinnovations.com. Just go to shop and specials. You can purchase a certificate. Now, you buy the certificate for $60. I'm going to be very clear about this. You buy the certificate for $60, and it entitles you to a free maintenance checkup anytime in the next 6 months. So in other words, you buy the certificate for $60, $59.99, and then anytime in the next 6 months, you show up at the service center, we have a record. You don't have to print it or anything. We have a record on file, and you can redeem that certificate for a maintenance checkup. That way, you can come in at a time that's convenient for you. You don't have to rearrange your schedule for us or for a special or something like that. You can take advantage of the savings right now, and the certificates are good for 6 months. So it's pretty amazing stuff. Couple things that are going to be a little bit different about this year's maintenance checkup special. We are beta testing on the bench the new version of Drive Advisor during this special. So I have used it on my computer. I have to tell you guys, just a quick aside, newer hard drives, the NVMe hard drives that have been in computers probably for the last 2 years, they started off kind of sparsely 2 years ago, and then now it's pretty much any computer you buy has the new NVMe technology in it, the faster tech. These drives, the old version of Drive Advisor does not accurately measure their health. The only thing that can go wrong with those drives that Drive Advisor will flag you as a problem is if their capacity drops. That means if one of the microchips on the circuit board dies, the old Drive Advisor will say, okay, health dropped to 99%, better replace that drive. Remember earlier when I mentioned that your drive could have a problem or it could be not performing at the speed it's supposed to be performing at? So what's the point of having a solid-state hard drive if it's running slower than your old rotating mechanical hard drive does? Remember when you got the computer, it was super fast and the hard drive was flying? And now it just seems kind of sluggish and slow. Well, if that hard drive is starting to wear out, hard drives, especially NVMe hard drives, the new tech, it has wear levels. And this was something that was not present in the old hard drives that Drive Advisor was designed to measure. The new version of Drive Advisor does measure your wear levels. Let me give you an example. I should do a video of this at home, but old Drive Advisor says all the hard drives in my computer at home are just hunky-dory. Everything is great. I have two NVMe hard drives in there that I use to screw around with a hard drive-based cryptocurrency. I won't get into the details because it'll bore your brains out. But it literally, let me just say, these hard drives have been working, reading and writing, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 100% capacity for the last 60 days. Now, that is simulating years of standard computer use on a hard drive, right? Just in a short period of time. Old Drive Advisor says my drives are perfect. Everything is fine. New Drive Advisor, both of those drives are in a failure state. One is at 16% health. The other is at 22% health. And I know this is going to crash these drives. I knew this was going to happen. I bought junk drives. I'm going to run them until they die because I'm trying to kill them. That's what I'm trying to see how long they can go. Well, they're getting close to that point, right? Now, you're probably not doing that with your hard drive at home. So imagine your shock when you bring your computer in for a maintenance checkup and old Drive Advisor said everything was fine and new Drive Advisor comes back and says your hard drive is going bad. We didn't change the math or the formulas. We can accurately collect the data from NVMEs now, which the old Drive Advisor could not do. So the only way to get your hands on that technology, that new Drive Advisor technology, is to come into the service center and have us do the work on the bench. A little bit later, toward maybe the middle of the end of the sale, we'll release Drive Advisor to the general public for you to try out as a beta user if you want to test it yourself. We want to test it with the technicians first on the bench to make sure there's no little hidden glitches or hiccups or anything. So that's one big benefit of taking advantage of this year's maintenance checkup sale. So 8 hours of work on your computer, $59.99. You can bring it in. We're open. Every service center except Des Moines is open on Sunday from noon to 5. You can come in on Sunday. You can come in on Saturday, any other day of the week from 10 to 6, or excuse me, 10 to 8. That was a flashback. I haven't been open until 6 for like 20 years. 10 to 8, any service center you want, Monday through Saturday. Drop it off. Usually a 48-hour turnaround. Usually it depends on volume. How many? If we check in 100 computers today, it won't be 48 hours. Put it that way. If the turnaround is too long, guys, just grab a certificate, sit tight, and then you can bring it in, you know, April and then or May or whenever it's convenient for you. And we're a little bit slower in the springtime. When it gets warm enough to put stuff in the ground, people tend to not break their computers for some reason. Things get really slow at Schrock around those times. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Also coming up on the program today, Schrock Business has a big week coming up. We're going to tell you about the first trade show that Schrock Business is going to be attending here this week. Also, if your computer is trying to install its Windows 11 updates and it's hanging every time at 96%, you are not alone. Microsoft has confirmed they have a bad update. Got a bad batch. And we're going to tell you what we can do to fix that for you. Also coming up on the program, new technology from Samsung. This stuff is game changer. They're making new micro SD cards, which you're probably thinking, wow, that's exciting, Thor. I've always wanted new, faster micro SD. My phone doesn't even have a micro SD card slot anymore. But your laptop does. Imagine using a micro SD card as your backup drive in a laptop. Every laptop suddenly can have an extra hard drive in it? Ooh, this is going to be a good one. So all that and your calls coming up next on Compute This.
There are enough unused computers in storage to give every man, woman, and child in the U.S. an old, outdated, and useless computer system. Obsolete tablets and smartphones are nearly as bad. Most people know not to throw them into the landfill where they leak and contaminate, but it's hard to find a place to safely recycle electronics. That's why Schrock Innovations offers free recycling for computers, laptops, phones, tablets, cords, and accessories. In fact, only monitors and printers have a small recycling fee. Everything else is free. More importantly, Schrock will securely delete any data from your devices and hard drives before they are sent to a certified recycling partner who will then repeat the wiping process just to be safe. When you recycle your old technology at Schrock, you know your identity and privacy are protected and your equipment is being actually recycled by a certified recycling partner. Schrock is proud to recycle more e-waste than we produce annually, making a positive difference to our economy and ecology. Do your part by dropping your old gear at any Schrock service center and be part of the area's largest and most popular technology recycling program with Schrock Innovations.
Drive Advisor is a free program from Schrock Innovations that monitors your hard drive's health and tells you if it's going bad. Download it for free at driveadvisor.com.
You would probably rather drink the water at Camp Lejeune than get another call about the desperate need to renew your car's expiring warranty. Who actually responds to those calls? Everyone wants to play the warranty game where you pay money now just in case you need service later that everyone hopes you won't need or use. It's such a waste. It's no different with computers. Major manufacturers' warranties have more subscript crosses than a Sunday morning church service. Batteries are exempt, hard drives must be completely dead, and forget about anything that they can remotely claim as physical damage. That's why Schrock warranties are different. When you purchase a modular PC or a solid-state laptop and extend your warranty, we offer a no-risk, money-back guarantee. If you need the warranty, you will be thrilled to have it. If you don't use it, we refund your money automatically every time. That's right. We are so confident in the quality of our products that our extended warranties are refundable. Many Schrock customers use their refunds to purchase another warranty or pocket the savings and move on. We all know you'll need it to cover that expiring car warranty anyway. Schrock's refundable extended warranties. Just another way the Schrock Innovations Computer Company makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, where the preventative maintenance checkup sale is back on. $59.99, all service centers, all month long. Get in early, guys. All right, so maybe you didn't hear about it first here on the radio. I mean, I do that. I gave you guys the first one last time, okay? We're probably only going to have one special this year, depending how the promotional calendar works out. So this might be your only chance this year to take advantage of it. I'm telling you about it second, okay? But if you wait until Tuesday, then I'm going to email everybody about it. And then the Facebook posts are going to hit and the ads are going to run. And then all of a sudden you're going to be like, "Woo, this is crazy." So definitely take advantage today. You can buy the certificate anytime you want. The website's always open. But and go to schrockinnovations.com, of course, and click on shop and specials. But if you want to bring it in, the early bird gets the worm. You get the best turnaround times if you bring your computer in early. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. 888-250-2091. Also, we'll be giving away a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate here at the end of the program. Instant money in your Schrock account that you can use toward a maintenance checkup certificate or whatever else you want to buy at Schrock. All you have to do is give us a call and be a part of the program. 402-558-1110. So before we went into break, I mentioned Schrock Business is super excited this week. And I know a lot of you are not business owners. You're like, "Oh, I don't really care about Schrock Business." You know, what is a Schrock Business anyway? So we have the Schrock Innovations Computer Company that was designed to serve consumers. In the IT industry right now, there is a big transition happening. And I've talked about this before, where a lot of your local IT companies, they don't want consumers anymore. They just want the businesses. They don't want the unwashed masses, the deplorables. They don't want them anymore because they're too much work. You have to really work hard. You know, for example, we had a situation in the Lincoln Service Center. And, you know, we do everything we can to try to make sure our service is as good as possible. But everybody makes mistakes when you're dealing at the volume we're dealing with. And so we had a customer came in with a MacBook in December, and she had a broken screen. And so with the MacBook, we replaced the entire screen assembly. We don't take the lid off and separate the screen and do all that jazz. We replaced the whole assembly, done and done. So we replaced the assembly, but her MacBook was like 5 years old. So unfortunately, Apple doesn't sell parts for that MacBook anymore. They don't want you to use that MacBook anymore. They want you to buy a new one. So our choice was we can buy a used component like off eBay or something, which we could. Or we can buy the, you know, OEM knockoff equivalent made in China that functions the same as the one that she had, but they just don't put the Apple logo on it because, you know, they're not Apple. My guys didn't tell her it wasn't going to have an Apple logo. So that was the mistake. That was the problem. That was where we screwed up. And then she got the computer back. She came to pick it up, you know, in March from the December repair, and she saw it didn't have an Apple logo, and she goes, I want my money back. I want my, put it back the way it was. I'm like, well, we don't have the part anymore. We've recycled it like months ago. So, you know, we took the part off for her. We gave her a full refund. You know, we did everything we could to make it right. But those are the kind of situations, you know, a lot of other businesses, number one, we're not supposed to even hold your computer more than 30 days. So like, if you don't come pick it up in a month, we're supposed to recycle it. We held yours for almost 90 days. You know, it's like, you know, come on. Other businesses would have just said, sorry, you know, these are the policies and, you know, it is what it is. I'm sorry, you're not entitled to a refund or anything. And we don't owe you nothing. Go leave us a 1-star review. Isn't that great? But at Schrock, when we have situations like this, like literally I've been dwelling on this problem for 2 days. I'm driving into the show this morning and I'm thinking about this woman that was upset with us because her lid didn't have an Apple logo on it. And we learned a hard lesson that we should tell people that if they're getting an OEM part, it's not going to have an HP logo or an Apple logo or whatever. It's going to be the same part. It just doesn't have the logo. Lesson learned. But business, you know, a lot of places don't want to deal with consumers anymore because those kind of situations, they suck your energy. They suck my energy anyway. You try to prevent them from happening, but you know, it's like trying to be perfect. You know you're never going to be perfect. There's only one perfect person who's ever walked the earth, and you know you're not him. But you can try, right? You can do everything you can do to be as perfect as possible, knowing full well you'll never achieve that goal, but you're going to get as close as you can. And the times that you miss, those are the times you remember. You don't remember the 99.9% of the time that you were fine. You remember the ones that were misses. So businesses don't, you know, computer repair businesses don't want to mess with consumers anymore because it's too much hassle. They just want business clients because business clients pay huge amounts of money. They seem to have bottomless budgets. They don't understand what you're doing, right? And there's not really an obligation to explain to them what they're doing because they don't want to know what you're doing. They want the tech to work. It's not like a consumer that's saying, I'm going to spend money out of my budget and I need to understand what you're doing so I understand the value that I'm getting. No. Businesses aren't concerned about value. They're concerned about consistency and reliability. So basically, servicing businesses is different than servicing consumers. So whenever Schrock Innovations crossed over into the business realm of things, everything just didn't quite fit right. You know, we were talking about, you know, value, and we were talking about, you know, all the different things that we do, the service and the commitment, and businesses, some were okay with that, you know, that's fine. And others were like, yeah, we're not really, that's not our concern for the most part. So we created a new division within Schrock called Schrock Business, designed specifically to interact with businesses in the ways that businesses want an IT company to interact with them. And it's completely custom tailored. So if your business is concerned about, you know, keeping the IT budget down, we have solutions for that. If your business is concerned about maximizing security, we have solutions for that. If your business wants to buy the $25,000 Dell server, well, we can sell you that. Or we can sell you I literally put a quote together for a company for a $3,000 server that will do everything the $10,000 Dell server will do. But it's only $3,000. Now, does it have redundant power supplies? No. Do you need redundant power supplies? No. If we go down, we're okay for 24 hours. Well, 24 hours is your Schrock Business turnaround time or less. So we can be out there with a new power supply and have this thing back up and running if something would happen. So do you need to pay $9,000 for the redundancy of an extra power supply? You know, those are the questions that we ask at Schrock Business. So we have a big trade show coming up for chiropractors, of all things. And we are going to go, it's at Embassy Suites over in La Vista. So we don't have to travel far. But one of the things you have to have for a trade show is, you know, I was like, at first, I'm like, we can just put some vinyl up. You know, we can get up one of those vinyl banners made, you know, and kind of hang it on the pipe and drape, you know. It's Schrock Business where we keep costs down. Look at our chintzy booth. You know, and so then, you know, the lovely Kimberly says, Thor, I love you. Bless your heart. That's tacky. And she goes to work. Now, has she ever designed a trade show booth before? No. Has she ever done anything? You know, she made the swag. She figured out what swag to get. Chip clips. Of all the stupid things in the world, everybody needs them, right? Everybody needs a chip clip. Tell me you don't need a chip clip in your house to keep some bag shut. Number two, if you're a chiropractor, you get the magnetic ones and you can use them to hold patient charts in the room. Boom. Whoa, the lovely Kimberly strikes again. So then she makes this giant, 10-foot wide, 9-foot tall, giant thing. There's a separate stand. She's like, this is modeled after Tesla's booth. I'm like, we're not Tesla. We don't have Tesla money. What is this? And what it is lovely Kimberly doing the amazing thing she always does. She is the maker of all things beautiful at Schrock, and this trade show booth is no exception. Just wait, guys, till you see the pictures at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations of the work that she did. It is absolutely just stunning. Have you ever realized that you are so incredibly lucky to be married to somebody so talented? Yeah, I had that realization the other day, and then suddenly I was like, don't ever leave me. I felt so insecure. It was crazy. You know what I'm talking about, guys, right? I hope so. I hope everybody has the opportunity to feel that way about their spouse. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Going to take a quick break. Stick with us through the bottom here, guys. When we come back, Windows 11 has an update that is causing computers to go kablooey. Guess what? During the maintenance checkup, we install the kablooey updates for you. Yeah, and if it goes kablooey, we fix it because it's on the bench. And what kind of service would it be to, like, you give me a working computer and I say, it's super clean, but it doesn't work. Here you go. Have a great day. That heat exchanger, it's brand new in there, but it ain't exchanging no heat. We're going to tell you about these bad updates coming up next on Compute This.
Computer problems usually don't just suddenly happen. Most failures usually start out as small issues with few or no symptoms. Over time, they grow into error messages, blue screens, and other problems that can be costly to fix. Schrock Innovations biannual preventative maintenance checkup catches those small problems now before they can metastasize and become tomorrow's costly repairs. During the maintenance checkup, our experienced technicians perform up to 8 hours of tests, checks, automated repairs, and optimizations that keep your computer at peak efficiency while identifying potential issues while you still have options about how to handle them. When your computer gets its first checkup, it can see up to a 25% performance improvement and leaves our service center cleaned, sanitized, and running better than the day you bought it. Just about every complex device requires maintenance. Your computer is no different, especially considering the valuable information that passes through it every day. If you have not had your computer maintenance in the past 6 months, you are overdue. Stop in or call any of our service centers to arrange a free pickup to ensure your computer continues to work for you.
Schrock Innovations Data Recovery Lab saves the data the other guys can't. The next time your hard drive, camera card, or flash drive fails, let Schrock get your data back.
Have you noticed that almost every piece of technology seems to do its best to be disposable? Every day, people toss their phones, tablets, and other electronic devices because they can't be repaired. Manufacturers have engineered their products to fail on a schedule so they can extract more money out of your family budget automatically every year or so. But what if it didn't have to be that way? What if you could get the performance of today's fastest computers with the expansion and upgrade options you used to enjoy? You just described Schrock's modular desktop computers. Having the right tool for the job is important, and Schrock's modular desktop PCs pack the performance and flexibility to handle your computing needs, from just checking the email to running a complex business. Modular desktops are engineered to be easily repaired with widely available industry standard parts. Every component is selected intentionally to give you years of upgrade and repair options. It is not uncommon for a Schrock customer to be using the same computer for a decade after they bought it. Modular PCs are the most popular custom computers in the Midwest for a reason. When you are ready for your next computer, stop in to check out the modular lifestyle or shop online at schrockinnovations.com.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back in. Man, this hour is flying by, but guess what? If you stick with us after the program at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, We do this second little program called the Aftershock, which is kind of the overflow for Thor's brain for all the things I'm not supposed to talk about during the regular show. And it keeps me on focus. So during the Aftershock today, we're going to tell you about a new social media app out there called Laps. And I know the last thing, you need a hole in the head more than you need another social media program. But I'm telling you, Laps looks really cool. I kind of want an invite for this. And we're going to tell you what's going on with that. Bitcoin is about to explode. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to make some money, I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen with Bitcoin. United Healthcare subsidiary Choice, yeah, they came out and said what happened. And guess what? Thorstradamus was right. So we're going to tell you about that one. And also, what is Judge McAfee going to do? This poor guy. I mean, he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. So we'll talk about the Fannie Willis case and what's going on there. So fun stuff planned for the Aftershock today. Stick around after the program, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091 are the numbers to join us on the program. Now, one of the things we do during maintenance checkups, which are on special right now for $59.99 in all the service centers, you can buy a certificate. If you can't make it in right now, if now's not a good time, maybe you're going to church or something, you know, schrockinnovations.com, click on shop and then specials, and you can grab a certificate there. Grab one for as many computers as you're going to maintain. This is perfect. Like if the kids come back from college, like during, you know, summer break, you can buy a certificate now and then have their computer maintenance while they're back for the summer, and then they go back off to school again with a maintenance computer. So the certificates really allow you a flexibility that the sale just never has been able to offer. It also, honestly, guys, it helps us keep our volume on the bench down a little bit. It lets us spread this demand out over more than a month, which means we can complete computers faster, which gives us a better service rating. That's what it's all about, good service. But what's not great service is when, you know, you're supposed to do your security updates. Microsoft gives you these Windows updates, and some of them are like features, like, ooh, look at this new Copilot AI thing. Isn't that cool? And some of them are like security updates, like if you don't install this update, some nasty Iranian dude is going to come into your computer and encrypt all your stuff, and it's not going to be fun. And he's going to invite all of his North Korean friends over, and it's going to be an axis of evil all going on right in the HP. It's going to be crazy. HP's axis of evil. Oh, boy. They love me. But you get what I'm saying. You're supposed to install security updates. So you do like a good little egg, you install your updates. Maybe you're not a good little egg. Maybe you just let the updates download on their own. And then after 2 weeks, roughly, so around the fourth Tuesday of the month, your computer will force restart. That's right about now, isn't it? Actually, it's a little bit earlier this week, but yeah, right about now, your computer is going to reboot itself. And it's going to get to 96%, and it's just going to spin and spin. Little dots going in a circle. Please do not turn off your computer. And you're sitting there after, you know, 48 hours. Like, does it really mean don't turn off the computer, or should I turn off the computer? So you turn it off and you turn it back on, and everything seems fine. And then overnight it says, oh, I need this update. It's been more than 2 weeks. Time to install it. Boom. 96%. The circle spins. So this is a major security update. And it's broken. Microsoft has confirmed that it's broken. They're working on a fix. There is a workaround where you can delete a system file that you can't see. So, yes, you delete the file that you cannot see or search for or find. And once you delete the file that you can't see, search for, or find, then the update will install properly and everything is right with the world. So the good news here is if you're stuck by this, this is literally something we can fix over the Schrock desk for you. You don't have to come in. If you do bring your computer in and it's suffering from this for the maintenance checkup, it's an easy fix. It's something that we can fix in 5 minutes or less. So it's good news there. Everyone's going to get this update automatically, but for some reason, not every computer is impacted by the 96% problem. So if you don't have the problem, just be thankful that, hey, it wasn't your lucky day. You know, this you always know when bad things happen to you, but this is something good that happened to you. You didn't get hit by the 96% problem. So there you go. You're in the 4%, you Richie Richardsons. Pay your fair share. Microsoft has some other announcements for us this week, though, as well. Remember when I said that they were going to eventually start force installing Windows 11 2.3H2 on your computers? Yeah, that started last week. Yep, Microsoft literally is forcing it now. It only applies to Windows 11 computers. When we posted this on Facebook, a lot of people with Windows 10 computers freaked out because they didn't think their computers were compatible. They didn't think, how can Microsoft do that if it's not compatible? Or I want to stay with Windows 10. Well, I don't want to go to Windows 11. Don't force me to do it. This only applies to people running Windows 11, okay? If you have Windows 11, but you don't have the current version of Windows 11, the reason you don't have it yet is because Microsoft has never tested it on your PC. So if you have a major H brand, like an HP or a Dell or Sony or something like that, they say, okay, we have this many of this computer out there in deployment, and Dell has this many of that brand or that model in deployment. And Microsoft can say, oh, well, let's test it on that model, and we can test it on this HP, and we can test it on that Sony, and we can test it on that Samsung. And then all of a sudden, you know, of all the computers in the world, 50% of them we have tested on. So we know that at least 50% of them are great, right? Now, the other 50% are going to be custom-built computers, computers purchased from third parties like Schrock Innovations, for example. That's why we do safe upgrade to make sure that everything happens safely for these updates. Those computers are not going to automatically get the updates right away. Eventually, they will, and your eventually has now come. So now Microsoft is going to force this update on computers that it has not been tested on. What could go wrong, right? Besides the 96% problem. You know, what could go wrong? You know, so this is when your computer gets an update and it restarts and all your stuff is gone. Or it restarts and then it tries to install the update again, and then it restarts and it tries again and it's stuck in a loop. Or sometimes it restarts and gets a blue screen. Sometimes it doesn't reboot at all. It just sits and spins. So all these things are things that can go wrong on these updates. But I just wanted to let you know, the reason, one of the reasons we are launching the maintenance checkup sale right now is both of these problems hit in the last 7 days. And we needed a special for March, and we said, you know what, it's about time for a maintenance sale. We know we're going to do at least one this year, so let's go ahead and do it now. Then anybody who is suffering from these update issues will be doing their updates for them on the bench as part of the checkup. And if one of these glitches happens, we can just resolve it on the bench for them and get them up and running again. So good stuff there. Also, yet another Microsoft announcement. There is a huge out-of-band update coming this week. What does out-of-band mean? Out of band means unplanned, not part of the normal patching routine. The second Tuesday of every month is when Microsoft releases their patches. Well, this one is coming like ASAP. It's already hit some computers. It'll hit the rest of them here in the next day or two. But this is a massive AI update for Copilot on Windows 11. If you're not familiar with Copilot, Copilot is the software that it's basically like ChatGPT built right into Windows 11. It actually works pretty decently for, you know, basic things. If you want to talk to your computer, you can talk to your computer. But it's, the problem that we're having is it doesn't do a lot of functional things, right? So you can't ask it to like change a setting on your computer. You can't ask it to book you a reservation at a restaurant. You know, Copilot, get me a reservation for V Mertz on OpenTable. You know, you can't do that. It doesn't have the ability to do that. That's what this update is going to fix. It's going to create something called Copilot Extensions. This is something that we're going to be looking at Schrock Interactive really closely, because the possibilities here of being able to ask your computer to do AI things for you, like buy me a maintenance checkup certificate from Schrock Innovations, and then your AI just does it. You know, wow, that'd be pretty cool. It doesn't have to go to the website. You don't have to do any of that stuff. And of course, Microsoft loves it, because guess who gets a cut of the sale every time? So some of the extensions that are already built that are coming to your computer, I mentioned OpenTable, that's one of them. So if you're a foodie, you can literally have Copilot make your reservations for you through OpenTable after this update. Instacart, same thing. If you do your grocery shopping online, Instacart, make me a grocery list. Boom. Here's what we think you need based on your previous purchases and how fast normal people eat Oreos. You know, Shopify, Kayak, their plugins are coming. Kayak, the travel one, imagine that. Book me a flight. Plan me a vacation. Oh my goodness, the possibilities for this thing. Tell me this isn't how companies are going to make money on AI. This is people figuring out, companies figuring out how to take this AI thing that's had a huge run up in the stock market and actually turn it into concrete profits, revenue coming in. Now, this is also laying the groundwork. This update that's coming out of band is laying the groundwork for a massive AI update that's going to come later this year. It could be part of the feature upgrade. We don't know yet. That is going to allow you to change your PC settings by just asking. Copilot, turn on BitLocker. And it does. Copilot, change the brightness of my screen. And it does. Copilot, show me high contrast mode. All of a sudden, you can see the things on your screen better. I mean, literally, all your usability options, all your accessibility options. Imagine if you're a visually impaired user and you don't have to use the keyboard and mouse to activate the visual impairment settings. You can just literally hit the Copilot button on your keyboard, if you have a laptop that has one, or a keyboard that has one, hit the Copilot button, and then ask it what you want it to do. So right now, Copilot's uses are a little bit limited. It's nothing to get super excited about. But starting this month, things are going to get really exciting for Copilot and Microsoft. So it's something to definitely keep your eye on in your computer as well. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. 888. You know, we haven't had any callers yet. Not a single one. So if you wanted to snipe that $25 gift certificate, I mean, hey, Thor, what's your favorite color? And, you know, hey, you're in the drawing, buddy. 888-250-2091. Heck, we even pay for the call. That's crazy. So real quick reminder, maintenance checkups are on special right now at Schrock Innovations. This is literally 8 hours of work on your computer at 40% off. So $60, take 8 hours. You know, the minimum wage in Nebraska is like $12 an hour now. So $8 for $60. I mean, I don't even pay these guys $12 an hour. I mean, like, look at that. I can't afford to. Look at this. You know, $60. No. You know, 8 hours of work for $60. You can't get that anymore. $60 is a family of four to eat at McDonald's now. I mean, you cannot get this kind of a deal anywhere. But the bargains are still around at Schrock. You can come in. You can take advantage of the maintenance checkup special. You can get access to that new version of Drive Advisor that also has the new battery advisor function. So it's going to test and monitor your battery as well. The good news here is, guys, when we install Drive Advisor on your laptop, the new version, Drive Advisor 2.0, when we create additional updates or bug fixes or things like that, your computer receives the new version automatically. It will auto-update the next time your computer reboots. So that's really good news there, but it's going to be able to test and much more accurately monitor your hard drives. We're also going to implement SMS messaging on this. So what we've had is a problem where Drive Advisor sends you an email that there's a problem with your computer, the hard drive's dying or something like that. But Gmail says this is a promotional email, so it scoops it into your promotions and you never see it. Even though it's not promotional, we're not selling you anything. It's literally telling you your hard drive is dying. Well, now it will also send text message communications to your cell phone if you want it to. You have the option of adding your phone number into the program, and it will text you a message saying, hey, your hard drive and your device named this is going bad. And it'll tell you what drive and what device and the whole bit. It's pretty neat stuff. One of the other things that I wanted to have implemented this year that was different, Drive Advisor does collect information about your computer. And it sends that information, if you're a Schrock customer, back to Schrock. And we keep that information in our database. What kind of information do we keep? What version of Windows are you on? You know, so we can tell at a glance, if you call in and say, Thor, do I need to do a safe upgrade? We can just look it up in our online system and it'll tell us what version of Windows you're on and we can tell you yes or no. How big is your hard drive? What is the capacity? Do I need to upgrade my hard drive? Is my backup drive large enough, Thor, for my main hard drive? Well, these are all questions. If we have this data from Drive Advisor, we can just answer over the phone for you. Or better yet, we can create algorithms or AI to monitor these situations so that when your backup drive gets too small for your main drive, we can let you know. So it's kind of neat. So all these things are going on in the background. In the world that we live in today, the one thing that nobody ever wants to concede is that this information doesn't belong to Schrock. These statistics do not belong to us because we've collected them and put them together in one place. It's your data. You have the right to know what data is being collected about your computer. You have the right to see every single thing. So one of the things that we did in Drive Advisor is there is a report button that you can click on that will generate a PDF report of every piece of data that's being sent back to Schrock Innovations for storage in our database. So not only you can use that to keep track of the information yourself if you want to, but you know exactly what we're collecting. We don't take anything more or anything less than what's in that document. It's complete transparency. If you don't want us to have that information about your computer on file, don't install Drive Advisor. It's a free program. That's the price, right? Remember we said there's no free lunch? If you're not paying for the product, you are the product. No. So if you're a Schrock customer, and we have the ability to know when your hard drive is failing or when your battery is failing or when your hard drive is too full or when your hard drive is slowing down below a certain speed threshold. Number one, if you have a warranty, we can get you serviced under warranty. We can actually advise you to come in for a warranty visit. Almost like, you know, when you get a recall on a vehicle or something, you take it in and they fix it for free. Number two, if you're not under warranty, then yeah, you have a problem with your computer. We want you to bring it into Schrock because that's kind of what we do. We don't want you to go somewhere else. We want you to be a Schrock customer forever. So we'll give you a special deal, give you a little coupon or something and tell you to bring it on in. Let's get it taken care of. So Drive Advisor does all these great things for you. If you don't want us to collect that information, you can uninstall Drive Advisor and it's gone. Bye-bye. The information is not collected to be sold to anybody. It's not collected to be shared with anybody. It's not collected for the use of our valued partners or any garbage like that. The only reason we have that data is so we can deliver award-winning service to you. And that's what we try to do every day at Schrock. So that's one of the big advantages. This time, the maintenance checkup, guys, for all of you who have been in before, that's one of the big advantages. And that is going to be starting next week at Schrock Innovations. We're going to be installing the beta version of Drive Advisor on computers, on the bench. Why on the bench? Why the beta version? Well, we think it's ready for release. There might be some visual tweaks to the interface and thing we're going to do, but I want my technicians to install it on a wide variety of computers so that we can make sure that it's functioning on everybody's drive. That sometimes drives are weird, and if there's one that doesn't work right, you know, then we want to have our coder be able to take a look at that and say, why isn't that one working right? And so this is a big sample set for us to look at. So we want to make sure that we take the opportunity to do that. The benefit to you is you're going to get advanced reporting on all the stuff in your computer all the times in between your maintenance checkups, so that if you're getting ready to go on a vacation, you haven't maintenance the month before to make sure your heat exchanger is okay, and then all of a sudden your heat exchanger starts to crack, well, you'll know about that before you leave for vacation. And that's the way it should be. 402-558-1110. And of course, the phones are completely full now. So real quick, let's take Marie, and then we're going to go to break here. Marie, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This?
Got a question. We have a desktop that needs maintenance now. We can hand carry that in, correct? It's not a manufacturer like HP. This is one that was built.
Oh, absolutely. We can do a maintenance checkup on any brand, any computer.
Now, the $60 certificate you buy online is towards that?
Yeah. So basically, if you walked into the service center and said, I want the maintenance checkup on special, it would be $60.
If you purchase that coupon online.
Yep. And then you can come in anytime in 6 months. So you don't have to.
Within 6 months.
Yeah. You don't have to buy the certificate to come in today. You can just come in. You don't have to. Okay. And if you come in and drop your computer off, you're not even prepaying for the maintenance checkup. You pay when you pick up. But if you want to procrastinate bringing the computer in for months, then you can buy a certificate.
It's going to be like for about a week. I'm exhausted from this daylight savings time that blindsided. happy daylight savings time.
Am I an hour late?
Oh, God, I guess so. We're not going to make it now at all. You know that. Way late. Okay, so that's good to know. And then the person who uses it is visually impaired. Mm-hmm. So we have to have everything checked up. Maybe we can just vote, or maybe we have to get a whole new one. I don't know. We'll know from you.
We'll definitely check it out.
The next couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Mary. I appreciate it. The AI functions in that are going to be amazing, too, for visually impaired people. It's just going to change the way the computers are used right now. All right, quick break, real fast one. Then Stephanie, Steve, Craig, and Randy, we're going to get to as many of your calls as we can coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations solid-state laptops are engineered locally for speed and reliability you just can't get from the major national brands. Each of our laptops starts off with an ASUS chassis. We remove the stock drives and memory and upgrade them with higher-performing components. This unlocks the full potential of the laptop, making the unit up to 25% faster. This is why Schrock solid-state laptops last so much longer than the competition. If your laptop starts out 25% faster, that means over time it doesn't slow down nearly as fast.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back in. Final segment of the program. Real quick, before we get into those phones, Samsung has some new tech there, Brenner, we're bringing out here at the end of the year. New micro SD cards, which sounds incredibly exciting. I know. Micro SD cards are those tiny little thumbnail size cards that go into your older phones, or not the flagship phones anymore, but you know, other devices use them as well. But every laptop has a micro SD card slot. And I'm reading the story about a 256 gigabyte micro SD card that's 50% faster than the old ones. And the reason these things fail, guys, is they get too hot. If this one gets too hot, it automatically throttles itself down to cool off so it doesn't die. I'm thinking backup drive, right? 250 gigs is you know, a lot of laptops have 250 gig or smaller hard drives in them. This could be a perfect backup drive. We're going to be evaluating this when these come out. These are brand new from Samsung. They're called micro SD or SD Express cards. So all the newer laptops are going to have SD Express slots, which are 50% faster than the older slots, but everything is backward compatible to the older slot that you have now, so it'll still work. All right, 402-558-1110. Stephanie, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Okay, I went to my Windows update thing, and it says that I'm up to date.
Perfect.
And then below that, it says the 2402 cumulative update preview for Windows 11 version blah, blah, blah is available, download and install. Do I want to do that?
Well, we would do that in the service center for you. So yes, I would recommend installing it. It's what's called an optional update. So Microsoft force installs the security updates and things like that. That update you don't have to have, but it's going to eventually get to your computer anyway. So if we had it in for a maintenance checkup, we would install that update just to get it out of the way and get it done on the bench to make sure it was going to go in properly.
I had it in a week ago, so this probably just came out.
Yep. So yeah, you can install it if you want to, and it's not a problem at all. And if there is an issue after installing it for some reason, which there really probably won't be, but if there is, you are covered by a 30-day work warranty. Since you just had it in less than a month ago, you can bring it back in if there's a problem, and we take care of it under warranty.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call, Stephanie. I appreciate it. Steve, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This?
The first download of the year, first week, I got a error code, and it has to do with BitLocker.
Okay.
Moving the partition.
Gotcha.
Way above my pay grade.
All right. So for some reason, BitLocker is an amazing technology that encrypts your hard drive so that if somebody were to steal your laptop and yoink your hard drive out of it and stick it in another computer, you know, to get around your Windows login, they can't read your hard drive. They can't read your data. So basically, in situations where your computer is not physically secure, like you don't have control over it, BitLocker is desirable. For the vast majority of consumers, BitLocker is an unnecessary thing. It can complicate data recoveries, and it makes your life a living hell if you're trying to do things like resize partitions. So the first thing that you're going to want to do to fix your situation is turn BitLocker off. Really easy to do. You hit Start, and you type BitLocker, and you hit Enter. And there's a little slider switch that says on or off. When you turn it off, it's going to take a half an hour to 40 minutes to decrypt everything on your hard drive. Then you'll be able to move the partitions any way you want. If you wanted BitLocker installed after that, do the same steps. Start, BitLocker, Enter, and then just hit the slider back to on, and it'll just re-encrypt your hard drive in the background.
I'm going to give it a try, and then I'll let you know if it doesn't work out.
If it doesn't work out, Steve, you'd always bring it in for a maintenance checkup, and then you'd be like one of those people that's like, oh, I just need a maintenance checkup, and can you take a look at why it smokes when I turn it on? That's kind of weird. Does maintenance cover that? My heat exchanger's cracked. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate the call. Craig, final caller of the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Morning, Thor. Thank you for the show. Phenomenal. Hey, I've heard you talk in programs past about the firmware on your router. How often do you recommend that a person update their firmware?
Gotcha. Well, router companies usually support the routers for about 5 years before they cease support for them. Usually, firmware upgrades are a monthly or quarterly thing. You don't usually see multiple in a month unless there's a real problem. So I would say, you know, if you were going to set a reminder on your phone, if you want to be really, really aggressive about it monthly, otherwise quarterly is fine. We check the updates annually for our Schrock business clients to make sure their routers are up to date. Also, a lot of routers now have automatic firmware update functions. If it does have that, we turn those on and set it to automatically reboot the router in the middle of the night after it installs a firmware update so you don't have to worry about it. Thanks for the call, Craig. I appreciate it. Steve, congratulations. You've got yourself a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. So I guess if your BitLocker crashes your computer, you know where to go. Stay tuned for the After Schrock, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. We'll see you all in the service center for those maintenance checkups this week. And we'll talk to you next weekend for another edition of Compute This.